Well, voting threat was recently made against Christians in Egypt. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Outlook News. While pressure on believers builds, there are specific ways that you can be praying today. We'll give you those details in just a moment. And human trafficking in Nepal is a big deal, but local Christians are doing something about it. That in a moment. But first, the Islamic State recently said they plan to wipe out all of Egypt's Coptic Christians. That threat was made in a propaganda video. But the response to the threat wasn't quite what you might expect. Sat7's founder and CEO Terry Ascott says,
"We're not completely sure it is ISIS. I mean, a lot of people claim to be affiliated with ISIS and may be inspired by ISIS. But in this particular case, we've got a shocking attack that took place in December that killed a number of Copts. And we're sort of building on consequent fear by saying they're going to displace the Copts."
Plus, the government really wants to put an end to the extremism.
"And not even willing to tolerate the more moderate Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt."
Sat7 is a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. And through their programs, they're trying to make God's love visible. As a voice of hope, there are endless possibilities. But with increasing pressure on Christians, isolation and discouragement are part of the landscape too.
"There's very sincere believers in all the churches, and we need to work with them, we need to encourage them. We need, from the West, to pray for them and to support the different ministries that are able to both encourage and support the church and help them in their outreach."
And the question of God's calling is a big one. Barna Group conducted a survey in 2013 asking Christians in the U.S. questions about God's calling and their job. Only a third of believers surveyed felt a sense of God's calling in their work or career. But Carl Muller, CEO of Biblica, suggests if you only think about God's calling as a job or career, you might miss God's most obvious call in your life.
"I think when we sometimes cop out and say, you know, I'm not called to be a missionary or I'm not called to be an evangelist, we're really saying it makes me uncomfortable. And we're really saying, I don't want to push my comfort zones. And that's not the issue. The issue is when we have biblical literacy to understand the Great Commission, that we want to join with God in his work, even if we're not gifted, even if we may not be called full-time to be a missionary, we can certainly be a witness."
With this in mind, you can start living out God's calling today. Support missions. Talk about how Christ has impacted your life story.
"Let's all be missionaries wherever we are. Let's get involved and let's read God's word for all it's worth. Let's understand what he has to say to us there. And when we do that, I really believe that we'll all see God at work in our lives and we'll all respond to the calling he has for us."
And finally, India may finally have lifted a 4-month-long border blockade against Nepal. But between the earthquakes, the protests, and political problems, Nepal's troubles are far from over.
"Of course, you have all those socio-political problems going on. But in the midst of those kinds of challenges, God is always at work."
Joe Hanley says local Christians are particularly concerned about two main issues: getting churches into the unreached mountain villages and battling human trafficking. And Asian Access is tackling both.
"The church has reached out and loved on the community, provided relief and goods. And it's quite stunning to see what God has done."
The work of local believers has caught the attention of their leaders and communities, and the homes they provide for trafficking victims have been especially successful. Handley says there are opportunities for everyone to share the love of Christ.
"Number one, follow Jesus' lead. When the harvest is plentiful and the workers are few, you start with prayer. And then as God prompts you, consider giving. And if you really deeply feel called, give us a call and we'll try to find an opportunity for you to go and to serve."
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.